father's name was John Kinsella. It's an Irish name. He was born in North Dakota in 1896 and never saw a big city until he came back from France in 1918. He settled in Chicago, where he quickly learned to live and die with the White Sox. Died a little when they lost the 1919 World Series. Died a lot the following summer when 8 members of the team were accused of throwing that series. He played in the minors for a year or two, but nothing ever came of it. Moved to Brooklyn in 35, married Mom in 38, and was already an old man working at the naval yards when I was born in 1952. My name's Ray Kinsella. Mom died when I was 3, and I suppose Dad did the best he could. Instead of Mother Goose, I was put to bed at night to stories of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and the great shoeless Joe Jackson. Dad was a Yankees fan then, so of course I rooted for Brooklyn. But in 58, the Dodgers moved away, so we had to find other things to fight about. We did. And when it came time to go to college, I picked the farthest one from home I could find. This, of course, drove him right up the wall, which I suppose was the point. Officially, my major was English, but really, it was the 60s. I marched, I smoked some grass, I tried to like sitar music, and I met Annie. The only thing we had in common was that she came from Iowa, and I had once heard of Iowa. After graduation, we moved to the Midwest and stayed with her family as long as we could. Almost a full afternoon. Annie and I got married in June of 74. Dad died that fall. A few years later, Karen was born. She smelled weird, but we loved her anyway. Then Annie got the crazy idea that she could talk me into buying a farm. I'm 36 years old, I love my family, I love baseball, and I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
What was that?
What was that?
That voice just now. What was it?
We didn't hear anything.
All right. Okay, you must have heard that.
Sorry. Hey, come on in to dinner.
Let's go, Papa.
Sound truck on the highway or something?
Nope. Hey, Karen, dinner's ready.
Kids with a radio?
Nope. Hey, are you really hearing voices?
Just one.
What did it say?
If you build it, he will come.
If you build what, who will come?
He didn't say.
I hate it when that happens.
Me too.
Thank you.
What? What is this?
Ray?
It's okay, honey. I'm just talking to the cornfield.
Well, anyway, I was walking down along the street, and I heard this voice saying, "Good evening, Mr. Dowd." Well, I turned around, and here was this big 6-foot rabbit leaning up against the lamppost.
Why did you do that? It was funny.
Trust me, Karen, it is not funny. The man is sick. Very sick.
Karen, honey, if you're finished, go get your book bag. Let's go.
Oh, I'll take her today. I got some errands to do in town.
Far out! Hey! What if the voice calls while you're gone?
Take a message.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye. In all those years, did you ever... Well, it's just I've heard that sometimes farmers out in the field, they hear things, you know? Voices?
You're hearing voices?
No. It's just that I heard that some farmers do, and I, of course, don't. So I was wondering if I was doing something wrong or something. Did you ever hear voices out there?
Who's hearing voices?
Ray is. Not in the field.
No, I'm not. Noises. Yeah, darn tractor. I'm just going to get some 3-in-1 oil, and that ought to do it. Nice talking to you.
That's it, huh? Who are you, huh? What do you want from me?
If you build it, he will come.
Like acid flashback or anything, do you?
I never took acid.
Well, maybe it will someday. It's like a flash forward.
Annie, there's more.
Honey, why don't you wait a little bit?
I think I know what "if you build it, he will come" means.
Ooh, why do I not think this is such a good thing?
I think it means that if I build a baseball field out there, that Shoeless Joe Jackson will get to come back and play ball again.
You're kidding.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're kidding. Boy, I thought my family was crazy, but this is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know, it's totally nuts.
I mean, Shoeless Joe.
He's dead. Died in 51. He's dead.
He's the one they suspended, right?
Right.
He's still dead?
As far as I know. Did you know Babe Ruth copied a swing?
If I did, I'd forgotten it.
You're supposed to be so graceful and agile. So the next we could see him play again. To let him play. Right an old wrong.
Wait a minute, Bob.
Are you actually
thinking of doing this?
No. I mean, I can't think of one good reason why I should, but... I'm 36 years old. I have a wife, a child, and a mortgage, and I'm scared to death I'm turning into my father.
What's your father got to do with all of this?
I never forgave him for getting old. By the time he was old as I am now, he was ancient. I mean, he must have had dreams. He never did anything about him. For all I know, he may have even heard voices too, but he sure didn't listen to them. Man never did one spontaneous thing in all the years I knew him. Annie, I'm afraid of that happening to me. And something tells me that this may be my last chance to do something about it. I want to build that field. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yes. But I also think if you really feel you should do this, then you should do it.
Lifetime average, 356, third highest in history.
Why'd they call him Shoeless Joe?
Well, when he was still in the minors, he'd bought a new pair of spikes, and they hurt his feet. So about the sixth inning, he took them off and played the rest of the game in just his socks. The other players kidded him and called him Shoeless Joe, and the name stuck.
He's gonna lose his farm.
Damn fool.
Then in 1919, his team, the Chicago White Sox, they threw the World Series.
What threw?
It means they lost it on purpose. Gamblers paid them to. Except Shoeless Joe. Now, he did take their money, but nobody could ever prove he did a single thing to lose those games. I mean, if he's supposed to be throwing, how do you explain the fact that he hit 375 for the series and didn't commit one error, huh?
I can't.
12 hits, including the series' only home run. He said he's trying to lose.
Ridiculous.
Well, the commissioner of baseball suspended 8 of the players, including the great Shoeless Joe Jackson, for life.
What? Suspend?
Means they never let him play the game again. You know, my father said he saw him years later playing under a made-up name in some 10th-rate league in Carolina. Said he put on 50 pounds and the spring was gone from his step, but he could still hit. Dad used to say nobody could hit like Shoeless Joe.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen you smile when you mentioned your father.
I have just created something totally illogical.
That's what I like about it.
Am I completely nuts? Huh?
Not completely. It's a good baseball field, Ray.
It's kind of pretty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Out there. I can feel it.
veteran southpaw, his summer of woes continues. That's four straight hits in the inning.
Daddy, what's a southpaw?
Nine all told.
It means a left-handed pitcher, honey. So how bad is it?
Well, considering how much less acreage we have for corn, I say we'll probably almost break even. We used up all our savings on that field, Ray.
Daddy?
Just a minute, Karen. So what are you saying? We can't keep the field?
Makes it real hard to keep the farm.
Daddy?
In a minute, Karen.
There's a man up there in the lawn.
Sorry. I get some out there.
Kinsella.
Joe Jackson.
said, it's good to be playing again, huh?
Getting thrown out of baseball was like having part of me amputated. I've heard that old men wake up and scratch itchy legs that have been dust for over 50 years. That was me. I'd wake up at night with the smell of the ballpark in my nose, the cool of the grass on my feet, the thrill of the grass. Can you pitch?
Yeah. Not bad. Don't we need a catcher?
Not if you get it near the plate, we don't.
Right. Shoeless Joe Jackson. Nice hit. See if you can hit my curve. Yeah, you can hit the curveball.
The one right here, huh?
Right? Right. You're a low ball hitter.
Not a play for food money. It was a game. The sounds, the smells. Did you ever hold a ball or a glove to your face?
Yeah.
I used to love traveling on the trains from town to town. The hotels. Brass platoons in the lobbies, brass beds in the rooms. It was the crowd rising to their feet. The ball was hit deep. Shh. A play for nothing.
It's my family.
What's with the lights?
All the stadiums have them now. Even Wrigley Field.
Makes it harder to see the ball.
Yeah, well, the owners found that more people could attend night games.
Owners.
Mr. Jackson, this is my wife, Annie, and my daughter, Karen.
Ma'am? Hi.
Are you a ghost?
Karen. Just kidding.
It's okay. What do you think?
You look real to me.
Well, then I guess I'm real.
Would you like to come inside?
Thanks. I don't think I can. Can I come back again?
Yeah. I built this for you.
there are others, you know. There were 8 of us. It really meant a lot to them.
Yeah. Anytime. They're all welcome here.
Hey! Is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Where's he going?
I don't know. We're keeping this field.
You bet your ass we are.
You're gonna lose your farm, pal.
Come on, it's so big. I mean, how can you lose something so big?
You misplaced the house forms.
Yeah, but it's turned up 2 days later, didn't it? Huh?
Ray,
mm-hmm.
Ray, come on, Ray.
Your stupid baseball field's gonna bankrupt you. Everybody knows it. Look, all I'm saying is if you wait till you default on your loan, you're gonna lose everything. If you sell now, my partners will give you more than fair price. You can walk away with a nest egg, Ray.
Thanks, Mark, but no.
No. Ray. Well, Ray.
No.
All right, let me ask you this. What are you holding on to this place for? I mean, it's you never liked Iowa.
That's not true.
Come on.
That's not true.
You've never liked farming. It is true. You don't know the first thing about it.
I know a lot about farming.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
I know a lot more than you think I know.
Well, then how could you plow under your major crop?
What's a crop?
Come on, that is talking. What's a crop?
Annie, I don't believe this guy. I mean, I'm trying to bail him out and he goes off to watch television. He used to be so normal.
Yeah.
Watch Joe, watch his beat. See, when a pitcher gets a sign and starts a pitch, a good left fielder knows what pitch is coming. He can tell from the angle of bat that's where the ball's going to be hit.
Show up!
Kick it in your ear, Gandil.
Yeah, Gandil. If you'd have run like that against Detroit, I'd have won 20 games that year.
For Pete's sake, Ciccone, that was 68 years ago. Give it up, will you?
Hey! You guys want to play ball or what?
Muscle-bound jerk.
Oh, yeah? At least I got muscles.
No, at most you got muscle.
Come on, asshole.
Pitch.
Weaver. Nice. Sorry, kid.
It's okay. I don't mind.
All right, Garrett.
Hey.
Ray? Honey, Mom and everybody's leaving now.
Okay. Well, it was, thanks for coming.
Ray, think about what I said. I'm just trying to help.
I know.
So I thought you two were going to watch some game.
Because it's not really a game. It's more like a practice.
Rusty?
See, there's only 8 of them, so they can't play a real game.
8 of what?
Them.
Who them?
Them. Well, you don't see them?
Karen, honey, what are you watching?
The baseball man.
Baseball?
You see the baseball men right now?
Of course I do.
But you really don't see them?
I don't think it's very polite to try to make other people feel stupid.
Mom, wait a minute. Dee, wait. You don't see these people? It's not funny, Annie. They couldn't see it.
This is really interesting.
Hey, Ray, look at this. 68 years since I wore this uniform, still fits me like a glove.
You must keep in pretty good shape.
Now, let's see, I died in 70. That means I haven't had a cigarette in, what, 18 years. You don't smoke, do you?
No.
Karen! Ray! Dinner!
Ray! Dinner! Ray!
All right.
Come out, take a shower.
See you later.
See you, guys.
I'm melting!
That is so cool.
Ease his pain.
What? I'm sorry, what? I didn't understand. What?
Ease his pain.
Ease his pain? What the hell? What the hell does that mean? Ease his pain? What pain? Right? Whose pain? Thanks a lot.
Come on, honey, wash up. We got the PTA meeting after dinner. They're talking about banning books again. Really subversive books, like The Wizard of Oz, Diary of Anne Frank. What happened to you?
The voice is bad.
Oh, Lord. You don't have to build a football field now, do you?
He said ease his pain.
Ease whose pain?
I asked him. He wouldn't tell me.
Shoeless Joe's?
I don't think so.
One of the other players.
I don't think so.
Ray, this is a very non-specific voice you have out there, and he's starting to piss me off.
I was having a fun day today, you know, a good day.
And why?
And I say smut and filth like this has no place in our school.
Fascist. I'd like to ease her pain.
Mrs. Kesenick, that book you're waving about is hardly smut. It is considered by many critics to be the classic novel about the 1960s.
It's pornography!
No. The Supreme Court says it's not. And its author, Mr. Mann...
He is sick!
Terrence Mann is a Pulitzer Prize winner. And he is widely regarded as the finest satirist of his time.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. He's probably a communist, too.
What planet are these people from?
Mr. Harris, the so-called novels of Terrence Mann endorse promiscuity, godlessness, the mongrelization of the races, and disrespect to high-ranking officers of the United States Army. And that is why right-thinking school boards all across the country have been banning this man, S-H-I-T, since 1969. You know why he stopped writing books? Because he masturbates.
Excuse me, madam. Excuse me. Terrence Mann was a warm and gentle voice of reason during a time of great madness. He coined the phrase, make love, not war. While other people were chanting, burn, baby, burn, he was talking about love and peace and understanding. I cherished every one of his books, and I dearly wish he had written some more.
And I think if you had experienced even a little bit of the 60s, you might feel the same way, too.
I experienced the 60s.
No, I think you had 250s and moved right on into the 70s.
Annie, look at this.
Oh, yeah? Well, your husband plowed under his corn and built a baseball field.
Now, there's an intelligent response.
Annie.
The weirdo.
Annie.
Honey, it's all right. I'll be cool. At least he is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
At least I'm not married to the biggest horse's ass in three counties.
All right, Beulah, do you want to step outside? Fine!
Annie.
I've got a better idea. Let's put it to a vote, all right? Who's for Eva Braun here? Who wants to burn books? Who wants to spit on the Constitution of the United States of America? Anybody? All right. Now, who's for the Bill of Rights? Who thinks freedom is a pretty darn good thing? Come on, come on, let's see those hands! Who thinks that we have to stand up to the kind of censorship that they had under Stalin? All right, there you go, America. I love you. I'm proud of you.
Annie,
I mean it.
Annie, you gotta go.
We gotta go. This is great.
I figured it out.
Oh, right, you got greater one.
I figured it out.
God, you just like the 60s again.
I just figured it out.
Step outside, you Nazi cat.
I know whose pain I'm supposed to eat.
What?
I know whose pain it is I'm supposed to eat.
Ray, I just halted the spread of neo-fascism in America. You're talking...
Terrence Mann.
What about it?
That's whose pain.
Oh, how do you know that?
I don't know. I just know. I mean, I was right about building a field, wasn't I?
Yeah. Well, what's his pain?
I don't know.
Well, how are you supposed to eat it?
I don't know.
Ray. Look, he's my favorite writer, too. But what's Terrence Mann got to do with baseball?
Incredible. By the early 70s, the guy decides people have become either too extremist or too apathetic to listen to him. So he stops writing books. He starts writing poetry about whales and stuff. And then he starts fooling around with a home computer. He gets hooked. You know what he does now?
Nope.
He writes software for interactive children's videos. I mean, they teach kids how to resolve their conflicts peacefully. What an amazing guy.
Yeah, but what's he got to do with baseball?
In the April 1962 issue of Jet Magazine, there's a story here. It's called This Is Not a Pipe. Okay? It's not his best work, but he wrote a story. A character that Mann created 26 years ago is named John Kinsella. My father.
Wow.
Big wow.
What do you want me to say? Big wow. What's it got to do with baseball?
You draw. Okay, the last interview he ever gave was in 1973. Guess what it's about?
Some kind of team sport.
Annie, the guy was a baseball fanatic. Listen to this. As a child, my earliest recurring dream was to play at Ebbets Field with Jackie Robinson and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Of course, it never happened, and the Dodgers left Brooklyn, and they tore down Ebbets Field. But even now, I still dream that dream.
That's sad.
The man wrote the best books of his generation. And he was a pioneer in the civil rights and the anti-war movement. I mean, he made the cover of Newsweek. He knew everybody. He did everything. I mean, he helped shape his time. I mean, the guy hung out with the Beatles. But in the end, it wasn't enough. And what he missed was baseball.
Oh, my God.
What?
As a small boy, he had a bat named Rosebud.
Why?
Penny, the guy hasn't been to a live baseball game since 1958.
So, in order to ease his pain, you're supposed to take him to a ball game.
Yes.
Ray, this is nuttier than building the baseball field.
No, it's not. It's pretty weird, I'll grant you, but building a field, that was weirder. 5-10% weirder.
I'm sorry, pal. I'm going to have to nip this one in the bud. We are having moderate to heavy financial difficulties here, and you can't take off for Boston while we're going broke in Iowa.
Annie, this is really new territory for both of us, I know, but we're dealing with primal forces of nature here, all right? When primal forces of nature tell you to do something, the prudent thing is not to quibble over details.
Yeah, but why do you have to go? Why can't the boy send somebody else? How about Shirley McLean? What, is she too busy? What does this have to do with you?
It's what I have to find out.
Ray, we are behind on the mortgage. That field ate up all of our savings. We could lose this farm.
I won't even stay in motels. I'll sleep in the car. I'll beg for food.
No, no, now this is too much. Now look, I understand your need to prove to yourself and to the world you are not turning into your father, but you've done it. Look, you believed in the magic. It happened. Isn't that enough?
Annie, it's more than that, okay? I know this is totally nuts, but it... There's another reason I'm supposed to do it. I feel it. I feel it as strongly as I've ever felt anything in my life. There's a reason.
What? Just tell me what it is.
I think something's going to happen to the game. I don't know what, but there's something at Fenway Park, and I got to be there with Terrence Mann to find it out.
Is Fenway the one with the big green wall in left field?
Yeah.
I dreamt last night you were at Fenway with Terrence Mann.
Was I sitting on the first base side?
Yes.
About halfway up on the aisle?
Yeah, you were keeping score on
the... I was eating a hot dog. I had the same dream.
I'll help you pack.
Hi, I'm Ray Kinsella. It's a great pleasure to finally get to... Hi, I'm Ray Kinsella. I'm a really big fan of you. Hi. Hi. How do you do, Mr. Mann? I have to take you to a basement. All right, stupid, put your hands up and get in the trunk. Good.
He lives right around here, do you know?
He's sort of a tall black man. I'm a friend of his.
He was much of a friend. Did he give you the directions himself?
That's a good point. Thank you.
I don't know where he means to get away from me. I ain't gonna tell you nothing. Go away. You're a mess.
Blocks down, right-hand side. First door that don't have a chicken in the window is his. No chicken.
You?
Sir, my name's Ray Kinsella.
Learning disability here?
Mr. Mann, if I could just have 1 minute, please.
Look, I can't tell you the secret of life, and I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone. So piss off.
Wait. Look, I've come 1,500 miles to see you at the risk of losing my home and alienating my wife. All I'm asking is 1 minute. Please.
1 minute.
Okay, I understand your desire for privacy, and I wouldn't dream of intruding if this weren't extremely important.
Oh, God. I don't do causes anymore.
This isn't a cause. I don't need money or an endorsement.
Refreshing.
You once wrote, "There comes a time when all the cosmic tumblers have clicked into place and the universe opens itself up for a few seconds to show you what's possible."
Oh, my God.
What?
You're from the 60s.
Well, yeah, actually.
Oh, hey! Back to the 60s.
Wait a
back.
Second.
There's no place for you here in the future. Get back while you still can.
You've changed. You know that?
Yes, I suppose I have. How about this? He's loud dope. Now get the hell out of here. Really pissed me off.
Okay, just hold it. Right there. I was hoping I wasn't going to have to do it this way.
What the hell is that?
It's a gun. What do you think it is?
It's your finger.
No, it's not. It's a gun.
Yeah, let me see it.
Get out of here. I'm not going to show you my gun. Now, look. I'm not going to hurt you. I just need you to come with me for a little while. And what are you doing?
I'm going to beat you with a crowbar, and then you go away.
Whoa, wait. You can't do that.
There are rules here? Oh, no. There are no rules here.
You're a pacifist!
Shit!
Thank you. Thank you.
So what? You kidnapping me? What's the deal here?
I was hoping I could just convince you to come with me.
So you are kidnapping me?
I have to take you to a baseball game.
You what?
Tonight's game. Red Sox A's.
Why?
Something will happen there. I don't know what, but we'll find out when it does. My name's Ray Kinsella. You used my father's name for a character in one of your stories. John Kinsella.
You're seeing a whole team of psychiatrists, aren't you?
I don't blame you for thinking that, but no, I'm not. I swear to God, I am the least crazy person I have ever known.
Then why are you kidnapping me to a baseball game?
May I?
Oh, please. Want a cup of coffee?
No.
Want some cookies?
No. I read an interview you gave a long time ago about how you always dreamed of playing at Ebbets Field and how sad you felt when they tore it down.
I never said that.
It didn't?
I don't even recall thinking that.
Weird. Something is so weird.
And why go through with it?
It's a long story. It's a really good story. And I'll tell you on the way.
I'm not going to get rid of you, am I?
No. If you just come to this game with me, I swear to God, I will never bother you again. Not even a Christmas card.
Attention, please.
So what do you do with yourself these days?
I live. I work. I learn how to cook. I take walks. I watch sunsets.
Don't you miss being involved?
I was the East Coast distributor of Involved. I ate it, drank it, breathed it. Then they killed Martin, killed Bobby. They elected Tricky Dick twice. Now people like you think I must be miserable because I'm not involved anymore, and I got news for you. I spent all my misery years ago. I got no more pain left for any of you. I gave it the office.
So what do you want?
I want them to stop looking to me for answers, begging me to speak again, write again, be a leader. I want them to start thinking for themselves, and I want my privacy.
No, I meant, what do you want?
Oh. Dog and a beer.
Two.
$7.
Okay, I understand. You should be entitled to as much privacy as you want, but why stop writing?
I haven't published a word in 17 years, and still I have to endure lunatics like you. What do you think would happen if I suddenly came out with a new book? It would bleed me dry.
You didn't see that?
See what?
I'm sorry, I guess you didn't have to be here.
What?
Whenever you want to go, we can go.
Fine, let's go. You're not telling me.
I've already taken up too much of your time.
I wish I had your passion, Ray. Misdirected though it might be, it is still a passion. I used to feel that way about things, but got another message, didn't you?
You think I'm crazy?
I already think you're crazy. What did it say?
It said the man's done enough. Leave him alone.
Moonlight Graham.
Sod!
Saw what?
Sod! New York Giants, 1922. He played one game, never got the bet. You saw it!
What did I see, Ray?
Chisholm, Minnesota! I mean, we were the only ones who saw it. Did you hear the voice, too? It's all right to admit it. It's what told me to find you. Did you hear it?
go the distance.
Yes. Do you know what it means?
Yes.
What?
It means we're going to Minnesota to find Moonlight Graham.
We're going. We?
I must be out of my mind.
What do we do? What do we do when we find him?
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
That's right. You're right. That's so bitchin'.
I don't believe I'm doing this.
What? I'm with Terrence Mann.
Oh, my God, you kidnapped him.
No, I didn't. He wanted to. Look, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be a few days longer. We're going to Minnesota now.
I don't believe this. What's in Minnesota?
An old ball player. Okay, I'll explain when I get home. How are things with you?
Fine.
Great. Look, Ann, I got to go, okay? Give Karen a hug for me, and I love you.
I love you, too. Hey, someday explain all this to me, okay?
I'll try. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Why didn't you tell him? Annie, you got no choice in the matter.
Half a dozen grams. No Archibald. No moonlight.
Follow me.
Hello.
Excuse me. Maybe you can help us. We're looking for an ex-baseball player named Archibald Graham.
Oh, you mean Doc Graham?
No, I think his nickname was Moonlight.
Well, that's Doc Graham.
Dr. Graham.
His baseball career never amounted to much, so he went back to school. His father was a doctor.
Do you know where we can find him?
It's nothing bad. We're not from the IRS or anything.
Doc Graham is dead. He died in 1972.
And there were times when children could not afford eyeglasses or milk or clothing. Yet no child was ever denied these essentials. Because in the background, there was always Dr. Graham. Without any fanfare or publicity, the glasses or the milk or the ticket to the ball game found their way into the child's pocket.
You wrote that?
The day he died.
Yes, sir.
You're a good writer.
So are you.
Something's missing.
Well, he sounds like he was a wonderful man.
Half the towns in North America have a Doc Graham. What makes this one so special, we have to travel halfway across the country to find him 16 years after he died. There's got to be more. What else?
He always wore an overcoat. He had white hair. And he always carried an umbrella.
What was the umbrella for?
I think it got to be a habit, you know, something to hang on to. But if you asked him, he really said he used it to beat away his lady admirers.
Tell me about his wife.
Alicia. She moved to South Carolina after Doc passed. She passed a couple of years later. She always wore blue. The shopkeepers in town would stock blue hats because they knew if Doc walked by, he'd buy one. When they cleaned out his office, they found boxes of blue hats that he never got around to give her. I bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. No screwing, no drinking, no opium, no midnight abortions, no illegitimate children, no shady finances.
You sound disappointed.
Shooter Joe had a problem. That's why he needed you.
This guy doesn't need us.
Terrence. Do you know you're missing?
Olga. His father, who lives in Baltimore, notified police after receiving no answer to repeated telephone calls. Shoot. Better call him.
You, want me to?
Thanks.
I think we'll walk a bit in a while.
What did I tell him?
Dr. Graham? My name's Ray Kinsella. I'm from Iowa. Are you Moonlight Graham?
No one's called me Moonlight Graham in 50 years.
Well, I've come a very long way to see you.
You know, I couldn't sleep tonight. Usually I sleep like a baby. Told Alicia I was going to take a walk.
Do you mind if I join you? I mean, I'd like to talk to you.
Let's walk over to my office. What do you want to talk to me about?
Well, when you got to the majors, you played only one inning of one game. What happened that inning?
It was the last day of the season.
Bottom of the eighth inning, we were way ahead.
I'd been up with the club about 3 weeks, but I hadn't seen any action.
Suddenly, old John McGraw points a bony finger in my direction, and he says, right field.
Down, sir. I jumped up like I was sitting on a spring, grabbed my glove, and ran out on the field.
Did you get to make a play?
I never hit the ball out of the infield. Game ended, the season was over. I knew they'd send me back down. I couldn't bear the thought of another year in the minors. So I decided to hang them up. Oh, sit down.
Thank you. So what was that like?
It was like having this close to your dreams. And then watching them brush past you like a stranger in a crowd. At the time, you don't think much of it. You know, we just don't recognize the most significant moments of our lives while they're happening. Back then I thought, well, there'll be other days. I didn't realize that that was the only day. And now, Ray Kinsella, I want to ask you a question. What's so interesting about a half an inning that would make you come all the way from Iowa to talk to me about it 50 years after it happened?
I didn't really know till just now, but I think it's to ask you if you could do anything you wanted, if you could have a wish.
And are you the kind of a man who could grant me that wish?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, you know, I never got to bat in the major leagues. I'd have liked to have that chance. Just once. To stare down a big league pitcher. To stare him down just as he goes into his windup. Wait. Make him think you know something he doesn't. That's what I wish for. Chance to squint at a sky so blue that it hurts your eyes just to look at it. To feel the tingle in your arm as you connect with the ball. To run the bases. Stretch a double into a triple. And flop face first into third. Wrap your arms around the bag. That's my wish, Rickenseller. That's my wish. And is there enough magic out there in the moonlight to make this dream come true?
What would you say if I said yes?
I think I'd actually believe you.
Well, sir, there's a place where things like that happen, and if you want to go, I can take you.
This is my most special place in all the world, Ray. Once a place touches you like this, the wind never blows so cold again. You feel for it. Like I'm just trying. I can't leave just...
I understand. I do. But I really think you're supposed to come with us. But your wish.
It'll have to stay a wish. I was born here. I lived here. I'll die here. But no regrets.
50 years ago, for 5 minutes, you came. You came this close. I mean, it would kill some men to get that close to their dream and not touch it. God, they'd consider it a tragedy.
Son, if I'd only gotten to be a doctor for 5 minutes, now that would have been a tragedy. I better be getting home. At least she'll think I got a girlfriend.
And he smiled. And then I figured maybe we're not supposed to take him with us. I don't know. So now I don't know why in the hell we were supposed to come here.
Maybe. It was to find out if one alien can change the world.
Think it did?
Did for these people. If he'd gotten a hit, he might have stayed in baseball. I don't know. Well, your wife called before. She wants you to call us tonight.
Ray? I'm fine. I'm just so glad it's you. Listen. I talked to the bank, and I asked them if we could miss a payment or two. And they told me that they had just sold the note on the farm to Mark and his partners. Right, so they own the paper now. And he says if we don't sell to them, they're going to foreclose. Ray, we don't have the money.
Okay, look, I've got to take Mr. Mann back to Boston first, all right? So it's,
No.
Wait a second.
I'm going to Iowa with you.
We're coming home.
Well, I can't quit now. Gotta see this ballpark.
Not everyone can see it. You might not.
Give it a try.
I need all the Carmike and Kit right now.
You're the first car by.
How far are you going?
How far are you going?
Iowa.
Well, if it's okay with you, I think I'll just ride along a while. I play baseball.
Hop in.
All right. I'm looking for a place to play. I heard that all through the Midwest, they have towns with teams. And in some places, well, they'll even find you a day job so you can play ball nights and weekends.
This is your lucky day, kid. We're going someplace kind of like that.
All right.
I'm Ray Kinsella. This is Terrence Mann.
Hi. I'm Archie Graham.
way he described Towns, you know, finding you a job so that you could play on their team. They haven't done that for years. My dad did that for a while, but that was in the 20s.
What happened to your father?
He never made it as a ball player, so he tried to get his son to make it for him. By the time I was 10, playing baseball got to be like eating vegetables or taking out the garbage. So when I was 14, I started to refuse. You believe that? American boy refusing to have a catch with his father?
Why 14?
That's when I read The Boat Rocker by Terrence Mann.
Oh, God.
I never played catch with him again.
You see, that's the kind of crap people always try to lay on me. It's not my fault you wouldn't play catch with your father.
I know. Anyway, when I was 17, I packed my things, said something awful, and left. After a while, I wanted to come home, but I didn't know how. Made it back to the funeral.
What was the awful thing you said to your father?
I said I could never respect a man whose hero was a criminal.
Who was his hero?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
You knew he wasn't a criminal. Why did you say it?
I was 17. Son of a bitch died before I could take it back. Before I could tell him. You know. I never met my wife. Never saw his granddaughter.
This is your penance.
Bring my father back.
So the least you can do is bring back his hero.
Well.
Now I know what everybody's purpose here is. Except mine.
Terrence Mann.
Terry.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
And this young fella is... This is Archie Graham.
Archie?
He's come to practice with the team.
Yeah, well, he's going to be able to do a lot more than that.
What does that mean?
Let's go. Come on, it's been a long time. Let's go.
Oh, great. Welcome back.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, my God.
What?
That shoot is Joe Jackson.
Of course it is. I mean, you didn't believe me?
I thought I did, but... Oh, my God.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Terry, I'd like you to meet Shoeless Joe Jackson. Joe, Terry Mann.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure's mine. Ray, I hope you don't mind, but we got tired of just having practices, so we brought another team out with us so we could have some real games.
I don't mind. Where'd they come from?
Where did we come from? You wouldn't believe how many guys wanted to play here. We had to beat them off with a stick.
Hey, that's Smokey Joe Wood. And Mel Ott. And Gil Hodges.
And Ty Cobb wanted to play. None of us could stand a son of a bitch when we were alive, so we told him to stick it. Hey, are you Graham?
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you doing on the sidelines here? You came to play ball, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll go warm up.
Yes, sir.
Rookies.
Unbelievable.
It's more than that. It's perfect. Looks like a baby out there next to these guys.
He is.
Oh! Watch it, boy.
Hey, hey!
Don't let him shake you up, Barch. Hang in there, buddy.
Hey, Knuckles, what are you throwing at the kid for?
He winked at me.
Don't wink, kid.
Good thing for you we didn't throw the fastball, kid.
Let's see that fastball.
Let's go, come on. Hey, Umps! Come on! Give us a break!
Hey, Umps. How about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Time.
Time.
All right, those first two were high and tight. So what do you think the next one's going to be? Well, either lone away or in my ear. He's not going to want to load the bases, so look for low and away. Right. But watch out for in your ear.
Come on, Pete.
Go, kids.
Come on, Arch. This takes one.
Never hit it, kid. Holly.
4 years
ago, come on, baby. Get out.
Come on, come on. Let him up, baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's deep enough.
Hang it up!
Hey!
Way to go, Arch! Way to go!
Way to go, Arch!
This is the way! We did it!
Back up, man! Oh,
that's what we needed.
Oh, way to go, man.
There you go.
All right,
see what's going on. Let's take off.
You're interrupting the game, Mark.
Ray. Ray, it's time to put away your little fantasies and come down to earth.
It's not a fantasy, Mark. They're real.
Who is real?
Shoeless Joe Jackson, the White Sox, all of them.
You mean?
No, I can't see any of it.
What was this? Elvis?
Ray.
As a matter of fact, it's Terrence Mann.
Right. How do you do? I'm the Easter Bunny. Ray, listen. We need to sell this thing, right? Ray, you have no money. Look, I'm not selling you my home.
Ray, you have no money. You have a stack of bills to choke a pig, and come fall, you got no crop to sell. But I do have a deal to offer you that's going to allow you to stay on the land.
Daddy, you don't have to sell the farm.
Let us buy you out. We'll leave the house. You can live on it rent-free as long as you want.
What about the baseball field?
Ray, do you realize how much this land is worth?
Yeah. Yeah. $2,200 an acre.
Well, and you gotta realize we can't keep a useless baseball diamond in the middle of rich farmland.
Read my lips, Mark. We're staying, all right? We're staying.
Ray, you're bankrupt! I'm offering you a way to keep your home because I love my sister. Now, my partners, Ray, they don't give a damn about you, and they're ready to foreclose right now.
Daddy, we don't have to sell the farm.
Karen, please.
Just wait. Wait.
people will come.
What people, sweetheart?
From all over. They'll just decide to take a vacation, see? And they'll come to Iowa City. You'll think it's really boring, so they'll drive up and want to pay us, like buying a ticket.
You're not seriously listening to this, are you?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Why would anybody pay money to come here?
To watch the game. It will be just like when they were little kids, a long time ago. And they'll watch the game and remember what it was like.
What the hell is she talking about?
People will come.
All right. This is fascinating. It is. But the fact remains is that you don't have the money to bring the mortgage up to date, so you're still going to have to sell. I'm sorry, Ray. We got no choice.
Ray. People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have, and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the face lines, where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Ray, you will lose everything. You will be evicted. Absolutely not!
Can't do it, pal.
I mean, Annie, Ray, you build a baseball field in the middle of nowhere and you sit here and you stare at nothing.
It's not nothing.
And you turn your daughter into a damn space.
Get your hands off.
I'm trying to help you, damn it.
Carol? Is she all right?
I don't know.
Is she breathing?
Should I get the car?
I'm gonna call emergency.
Annie, wait.
What?
got here?
She fell.
This child's choking to death.
Get her up. Hold her steady now.
Hot dog. Stuck in her throat.
Oh, she'll be all right. She'll be turning handsprings before you know it.
Thank you, Doc.
No, son. Thank you.
Oh, my God, you can't go back. You can't go back, can
it's
you?
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'd best be getting on home.
Before Alicia begins to think I got a girlfriend.
Hey, Doc.
Good work, Doc.
How's it going, Doc?
I'll miss you, Doc. Wouldn't one for me one day, would you, boy?
Hey, Doc.
Got it, Doc.
When did these ball players get here?
Hey, rookie!
You were good.
Not sell this farm, Ray. You gotta keep this farm.
Mark, you've had a very rough day. Why don't you go inside and get something cold to drink?
Yeah. I figure that's a good idea. Don't sell the farm, Ray.
Ray? We're gonna call it a day. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Hey, do you want to come with us?
You mean it?
No, not you. Him.
Him?
Come with you?
Out there.
What is out there?
Come to find out.
Wait a second. Why him? I built this field. You wouldn't be here,
Ray,
if it weren't for me.
Well,
see, you wouldn't be here
if
it weren't...
You have a family.
I know, but I want to know what's out there. I want to see it.
But you're not invited.
Not invited? What do you mean I'm not invited? That's my corn out there. You guys are guests in my corn.
Ray.
No, wait. I have done everything I've been asked to do. I didn't understand it, but I've done it. And I haven't once asked what's in it for me.
What are you saying, Ray?
I'm saying... What's in it for me?
Is that why you did this? For you? I think you better stay here, Ray.
Why?
Ray, there was a reason they chose me, just as there was a reason they chose you in this field.
Why?
I gave an interview.
What interview? What are you talking about?
The one about Ebbets Field, one that charged you up and sent you all the way to Boston to find me.
You lied to me.
Well, you were kidnapping me at the time, you big jerk.
Well, you lied to me.
You said your finger was a gun.
That's a good point.
Ray. Listen to me, Ray. There is something out there, Ray. And if I had the courage to go through with this, what a story it'll make. Shoeless Joe Jackson comes to Iowa.
Are you going to write about it?
What? You better write about it.
You're going to write about it.
what I'd do.
Good. Good.
Harry's been invited to go out with the other players. How are you feeling, sweetheart?
You mean out?
Yeah. Out.
Far out.
I want a full description.
Take care of this family.
You be careful.
If you build it, he will come.
I saw him years later when he was worn down by life. Look at him. He's got his whole life in front of him, and I'm not even a glint in his eye. What do I say to him?
Why don't you introduce him to his granddaughter?
Hi.
Hi.
Just wanted to thank you folks for putting up this field, letting us play here. I'm John Kinsella.
I'm Ray. My wife, Annie. This is my daughter, Karen. Karen, this is my... This is John.
Hi, John.
Hiya, Karen.
Well, we're gonna let you two talk. I mean, if all these people are gonna come, we got a lot of work to do. Very nice meeting you.
Ma'am.
Come on.
Thank you.
Catch a good game.
Thank you. It's so beautiful here.
For me.
Well, for me, it's like a dream come true. Can I ask you something? Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
Iowa?
Ooh.